Tell me about your thoughts on today's 4-2 win here at Windsor Park.
Yeah, pleased with our performance. I thought we were good today with and without the ball. Our energy levels, we started the game well, so pleased with the performance. And obviously, when you get a good performance, 9 out of 10, you probably got a good result, and we got that today.
Plenty of goals and plenty of good goals.
Yeah, good goals, hard work goals. Say the players worked hard today. You could see sort of the last 10, 15 minutes of the match, we were a little bit leggy. But fair play to them, they kept going right the 90th minute, and we certainly 4-2 didn't flatter us, that's for sure today.
And every minute's a good goal, a good minute to score a goal at, but our goals came at the right times, every one today, didn't they?
Yeah, the only disappointing thing was, you know, we let them back into the game 42, 43 minutes when I think we were so on top and dominant in the first half. We probably could have maybe one or two more opportunities taken, but say, I can't fault the effort and hard work of the players today, and they fully deserve the 3 points.
And Cliftonville's a top six side, so you know, to win 4-2, it's a brilliant result against the top team, isn't it?
Yeah, they're a good side, and they've got players, and the two Donnellys and Gormley up the pitch who can cause you problems. And they, as I said before, the disappointing thing was Joe Gormley got one chance in the first half and he scored it. We had 3, 4, 5 good opportunities maybe to get the extra goals that we didn't. So, but credit Andy Waterworth. Again, Andy's been a stalwart at the club long before I come to it, and say we've had to readjust some of Andy's sort of workload and work rate to make sure that he's given us the performances he's deserving of at the minute. He's certainly scoring goals, that's for sure.
Hat-trick today, he's pleasing, and he's banging them in all season, isn't he? 15 or 16 or maybe more today, isn't it?
Yeah, he scored 2 last week. He scored a big goal a couple of weeks ago against Warren Point when I thought, again, our performance was good, the result was poor. But you expect that from Andy. You expect nothing else from Andy because he's been such a stalwart at this club, and the credit to him, he keeps banging goals in for us.
And we have a load of fixtures ahead, and you're going to need all the players back, and it's good to see a certain Lorcan Ford on the bench today.
Yeah, that was pleasing. Lorcan's not had too many sort of reserve games. He'll probably play on Wednesday to get another 60, 70 minutes under his belt, but I just felt with the type of game it was going to be today, if we had been behind, Lorcan might have been one that might have come on and opened up the Cliftonville defence. But Andy Mitchell was back today after a short spell out. We're still missing 2 or 3, but hopefully over a period of time, the next 3, 4, 5 weeks, we'll have a fully fit squad to choose from, and then the problems start for the manager, picking not only the 11, hopefully, but the 7 who's on the bench.
A load of games to go, and it's 2 Ballymena games and one on Tuesday night in a cup that we want to progress in the semi-final.
Yes, big game on Tuesday. The good thing going down to Ballymena at the minute, credit the council and Ballymena Football Club, they've improved the standard of the pitch. Sometimes you worry about going down, what type of surface is going to be down at Showgrounds, but it's a game that we should relish, look forward to. Ballymena are a good side. I seen them last night play against Newry, so they're riding the crest of a wave. They're full of confidence, and it'll be a tough game for Tuesday and Saturday.
Well done today, sending all the blue men home happy, and the blue women. Well done tonight, Dylan.
Thanks, Andy.